Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
Vanderbilt basketball coach Bryce Drew with us. Bryce, what's up? How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How's your day going?
We're good. Just talking about the Super Bowl. Did you watch that?
You know what? Honestly, we had practice for the first half, and then my little kid wanted to watch PJ Masks. So
oh,
I got
man.
Caught doing that, and no Super Bowl. But I was following it, obviously, and happy for the Patriots.
If you weren't a basketball fan, coach, would you be like a huge sports fan, or would you be watching, you know, kid shows
with PJ Masks?
No. I always watch sports.
So I'll
be watching. It was heartbreaking, but yeah, definitely other stuff I needed to do. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of either team, but it's hard not to cheer for Tom Brady. I know it's you either hate him or you love him, but man, he's just so good. It's hard to cheer against him.
How are you going to have practice during the Super Bowl, Coach? You can't make that a little bit earlier, let your guys go
you know
watch?
So I'm going to go through the exact situation so you know. So we had a study table, a team study table from 12 to 2, and then there was a women's game at 2 o'clock. So it wouldn't be very good to practice during the women's game. So obviously we waited for that one to get over, and then we had a short little get-together.
Okay. That
it's
makes
all
sense.
Court at the YMCA or something.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron Nesmith's playing well. What are you seeing in his game?
You know, he's done a great job. If you look at his numbers, I mean, for a freshman, he's shooting 46% from the field in conference, about 40% from three, 78 from the free throw line, averaging 15 a game, 5 rebounds. You know, he's having a monster conference season for us. And, you know, we knew he was going to be good. We didn't know, you know, how quick it would all translate, but it has really translated, and he has been a big shining spot for us.
How do you get more from Chitou? I mean, he was, if you go back and look at how these guys were scored by the recruiting services, he was biggest recruit in Vanderbilt history, even bigger than Darius.
Yeah, you know, that was before he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still think, you know, he's healthy and he's fine. He doesn't give any problems, but it just takes a whole year, I think, to get back to doing some of the stuff he did before. And, you know, credit our conference. Our conference has done a really good job, you know, scouting and done a really good job, you know, protecting the rim against some of his drives. So, Simi's been working, and, you know, we look for a much better second half of the conference season than the first half is gone.
You remember ever having a half of a game like the first half against Kentucky? Did you consider breaking something, or did you maybe in the locker room at halftime?
You know, I have had those halves on the positive side, but not on the negative side. And on the positive side, I can tell you it feels great. Everything's working. Everything's going well. You know, when you're on the other side, it's the exact reversal. You know, whatever your defense you try is not going to work. Whatever play you run, not going to work. And it just seemed like it just snowballed so quickly against us. So, you know, you kind of got to, you know, re-gauge yourself at halftime and set different goals going forward in the second half. And that's what we did. You know, we played them almost, you know, to a 5-point game, I think, in the second half.
So how much of that was Kentucky and how much of that was you guys?
You know, going back looking at the film, you know, I would say there's obviously some bad mistakes that we made, but my goodness, they're really good. When they shoot the ball like they did, and, you know, it was a close game for like the first 12 minutes or so, and then once they got a little separation, you know, they just started to, you know, shoot even more freely, play even more freely, and that lead just jumped up. But, you know, P.J. Washington and Ashton Hagans played like they did against us. Man, they're going to be really good come March.
You talked about kind of changing your goals in the second half. I read the postgame stuff, and you'd basically told your guys, let's go win the second half of this game, right? I mean, let's just play this last half, and let's play better than them in this half of basketball.
And that's what we did. You know, even that last timeout, I think it was like a three. They're up three in the second half on us. Ended up being 5. They got 2, you know, baskets at the end, which I wish we wouldn't have given up. But, you know, our guys fought in that type of game, you know, against that type of a talent. You know, the second half could have been just like the first half.
Yeah.
So, you know, credit our guys for coming out and finding a way to to keep that thing close in the second half.
Saban Lee's got that extra gear too, man. And last six games, 13 points or more in each of the last six. He's playing well.
Yeah, you look at our leaders in conference. You know, Aaron's our leader at 15 a game. Saban's next at 14 a game. You know, Semi's next at 9 a game. And, you know, those are two freshmen and a sophomore. So, you know, those guys are getting invaluable experience right now. You know, it's not resulting in wins, but as they gain this experience and as they gain this confidence, you know, it will result in wins in the future.
You had much of a chance to meet the new boss man yet? Spend any time with him? Bend his ear on anything?
Yeah, Malcolm's been awesome. So, you know, obviously he has that basketball background, you know, coming from the G League, running the G League. So, you know, we've had a couple of conversations, and it'll be great to have more in the future and talk more basketball with him.
Did you know him before?
You know, I did not.
Okay.
I know a lot of people that do know him, and I can tell you that not one of them that has said one negative or bad thing, you know, about him. So, you know, I think I echo, you know, our whole athletic staff here that we're really excited, you know, to work under him and to learn under him.
Is he a guy that, you know, when a new boss comes in, even if you love David Williams and he was the guy that hired you and all those things, but do you have a sit down with him and maybe get a chance to say, hey, if we could do this, this is facilities wise, what I'm thinking. Do you look forward to having a chance like that with Malcolm to give him your maybe thoughts on the future visions of Vanderbilt basketball?
Well, you know, we're all employees of someone. And so being employees, you always have a list, you know, that you want. You know, obviously the question is going to be, you know, what's in the timeline, you know, for Vanderbilt athletics, you know, for the university. And, you know, I have no doubt, you know, what Malcolm did with the G League, I don't think anyone, you know, thought he could do with that what he did. And I'm sure all of us are anticipating, you know, what he's going to do here at Vanderbilt athletics also.
What's number one on your list for the V League then, Vandy? What do you want? What's it? You're welcome. I'll be here all week.
The V League. I like it, man. You got your A game on today.
Well, I'm a former athletic marketing guy. Sometimes it just comes out, Bryce. I can't stop myself. But what's your top wish? Like if you said, hey, if he says, I'm going to give you, what do you want the most? More recruiting budget, practice gym. What do you want?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely a list. I think that's you're probably going to be more of a private conversation with him to sit down and go through, you know, a lot of those things with it. But, you know, we have a lot of great things going for ourselves and for our school here. And like I said, it'll be nice to have, you know, some conversations with him and get his thoughts. Again, he's been around a lot. He has seen a lot. And so it'll be great to get his thoughts on what he thinks also that we need to move forward.
Bryce, how frustrated are you and the guys with the 0-8?
Extremely frustrated. Losing is not fun. It definitely, you know, it magnifies, you know, any negative thing that you could have associated with your team or your program. And so, you know, obviously that's stuff that we have to overcome. But, you know, I will say that we have had more character building within our team in the last 3 weeks than I've had on any team that I've ever been on in my life as a player or a coach. And to see these guys still working hard and still fighting for each other. And, you know, right now we start practice in an hour. We've had guys in and out of the gym all day, you know, getting workouts in. You know, guys are really working hard to turn this. And, you know, that's where it has to start with your culture, you know, with the work ethic. And I can tell you that these guys are working hard and our culture is good and improving every day.
All right, at Arkansas this weekend, then Alabama next weekend. We'll talk with you next week. Good luck coaching these next two, man.
Hey, thank you. Real quick, were you guys Patriots or Rams? Who are you guys for?
I mean, honestly, it was tough because the Rams beat the Titans and the Patriots are kind of, you know, dominant. I initially picked the Patriots and then waffled the other way and went Rams and was wrong. Mickey went Rams by a field goal. Dom went Patriots.
Wow, you guys are good.
Next year, we're just going to schedule a basketball practice if those two teams play again.
Yeah, we'll just come over to your place. We'll watch basketball and kid shows. That's next year.
Study table.
Thanks, man.
See you guys. Have a great one.
Thanks, Bryce, Coach.
Bryce Drew, Vanderbilt basketball coach. 0-8, man, in conference play. At Arkansas tomorrow night, and then Alabama at home next Saturday.